Haw for left and G for right.
And any special word for the left horse?
No. Let's see. No, I'm trying to think that I've heard the term. I can't think of what it is. There's the off horse is one side and the wheel horse the other side, but I don't remember which one is which one.
When you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrups.
And under the saddle to hold it on, you have a
girt.
And if you're going to break a horse, what do you put around his head?
Halter. Hackamore one, whichever you use.
Uh-huh. And if you've got him out on the drive someplace and you want to feed him, you got a whole herd of horses. Any special name for a whole herd of saddle horses?
No. You have to get that off television. What do they call them now? We never did have them that way. The term you're thinking of, if I can.
Bermuda?
Yeah, but I never heard it used in this country.
That's imported by electronics, huh?
Yeah, that's out of your dime's novels, I think.
I got that in the Panhandle, and I got it down in the Southwest, where they used to have these things.
Yeah, well, we didn't here. In my day, at least, they didn't.
They have big herds, and they drive.
Yeah. Well, now you take when B.L. was a young fellow, and they'd drive cattle to the railroads and be gone for days and things. Well, they probably carried a bunch of extra horses and had some term for them. But my experience is seeing driving cattle, we'd be there and back, and you know, if just to the railroad or shipping pen, we'd be there and back on one horse.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to feed them with one of these things over their head, huh?
Oh, you're talking about the nose bag. No, I never did use one.
On a saddle horse, what do you hold in your hands when you ride?
The reins.
And how about a team? What do you hold?
Lines. I don't know what would be the difference there, but we always call it a set of check lines.
Did I ask you how you kept your lines supple? How you kept them pliable? Kept them from getting hard?
Oh, we used neat foot oil. Oh, I can remember when they used to use tallow. Mm-hmm. But I can remember when we used to even use tallow on our shoes, but in my, you know, in my adult life, we used neat foot oil. Mm-hmm. Probably because none of us knew how to prepare that tallow to even just be an old gooey grease.
Yeah, I've had that. Put it on my shoes to waterproof them.
Uh-huh.
Tried oleo once. Darn if they didn't mold.
That's another reason I don't think I'll eat it.
What would you call a wooden rack for sawing planks with a frame with legs like this? Two of them.
Sawhorse.
How about that one with legs like this? You put the log in it.
Well, I can remember when they used to saw fireplace wood on those, but I don't know what we called them. Unless it's just a saw rack.
When your dad shaved, what did he use to put the lather on his face?
A mug and a brush.
And how did he sharpen his razor?
Well, that wasn't all he used it for. A razor strap. But now, I don't know why they used a razor strap. They always said they're stropping the razor. I don't know.
What do you call a board when a kid or a man will put it on a sawhorse or a log so the kid can get on each side?
Seesaw.
And that stump with the pin and the board in it?
Well, that's one I never had much experience with, but I've seen them. They call it their flying jenny.
Did you have anything to slide downhill on when it snowed?